Publishers and Apple are calling it unsettling. The Department of Justice, they say, wants to torch existing agreements with top publishers in the just-concluded ebook price-fixing case. In their place, the feds, they say, want harsher terms and double-strength compliance measures. Hello and welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. Publishers Weekly senior writer Andrew Albanese, author of The Battle of 999, joins me to sort out the fact and the friction in this latest turn in the Apple case. Welcome back to Beyond the Book, Andrew.
Greetings, Chris.
So you know, last week we said was a slow news week, Obama visiting Amazon there in Tennessee. And things have picked up just a bit here. We're watching as the Department of Justice, just the end of last week, proposed penalties for Apple, the now convicted, I guess that's probably not the right term, but the now, what is the right term? Are they convicted?
They're liable.
They're liable. I'm sorry. I'm not a lawyer. So the now liable Apple, they've proposed their penalties for that, and that's generated quite a bit of reaction from Apple, of course, but also from publishers. Tell us more.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been saying in writing for some time that despite the legal troubles that it's engendered, Apple's and the publisher's scheme to switch the ebook industry to the agency model, it worked. Not perfectly, but, you know, obviously, you know, there were some legal issues to sort out. But in 2014, the publisher sanctions were set to end. The ebook credits were going to be paid out, and it was going to be back to business on the agency model. Well, not so fast. In its proposed final order in the Apple case, the DOJ showed that it actually is interested in more than just wrapping the parties on the knuckles, and that it really wants to try to push the ebook industry back toward price competition. And its proposed final order that seeks to do that in a pretty clever way. So I'll take a step back and just look at the broad strokes here. To twist a phrase, there's something in this proposed final order for everyone to hate. For Apple, the real pain is in the compliance section. The DOJ proposed an onerous 10-year compliance term, you know, complete with an external monitor and also a requirement that Apple must hire a full-time antitrust officer at its own expense that will report directly to Apple's board. The DOJ also proposed that Apple has to allow rival ebook apps to link directly to their own bookstores for a 2-year period, during which time Apple will not be able to collect a commission on those in-app sales. Now, that's troubled Apple, but not because it's a huge amount of money at stake. In fact, you know, it's actually probably peanuts that's at stake there. But this is the kind of regulation that Apple suggests is going to give the DOJ oversight of its programs outside of books, indeed into the App Store. DOJ officials counter that this provision is simply designed to deny Apple the benefits of its conspiracy. But Apple's strongest objections come in response to the other details of its compliance program, which, you know, Apple attorneys say could potentially regulate Apple's relationships outside of ebooks. This was the nightmare scenario we talked about for Apple all along, and it's still unclear just how broad the DOJ's oversight powers would be. Suffice it to say that under the proposal on the table, Apple would not be able to pull off a content deal without running it past DOJ officials for 10 years. And in tech, 10 years is a lifetime. And throughout it all, Apple is remaining defiant. It's stressing that it didn't break any laws in its filings. And it's arguing that, hey, the publisher settlements we already have, you know, completed preclude the need for any injunction at all on us. I mean, you can always dream, right? But if there is an injunction to come, that injunction should be just like the publishers, you know, 2-year deals. You know, to that, I can only say, hey, you know, this is what you get. If you want settlement terms, then you settle ahead of trial. If you get your butt kicked at trial, this is what happens. And, you know, in addition, the judge was not only thoroughly convinced of the facts in the Apple trial, she also believes Apple and the publishers were not truthful on the stand. And, you know, to make it all worse, all of the major actors at Apple that conceived and pulled off and then allegedly, you know, tried to obscure this conspiracy in their testimony remain in charge of the company and defiant. So all of that augurs pretty strongly for the DOJ actually getting this proposal through the court.
Well, indeed, and this is all very complex, and there are other aspects of this injunction that publishers have objected to. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the publishers specifically are objecting to one part of this deal, which is that, and this is a pretty major part of the proposed injunction, Apple is now going to be forced to terminate its distribution deals with publishers for a period of 5 years. It can't sign an ebook deal that will include any kind of restriction on final consumer pricing. You know, Apple complains that this is unduly burdensome because it's already scrapped its deals once and redid them after the publishers entered their settlements. But the publishers are even more upset because this provision, they claim, basically rewrites their settlement terms. Under the publishers' consent decrees, the publishers, after 2 years, would come out from under their sanctions and just goes right back to full-on agency. Under their deals, they're allowed to use agency, and they're using agency right now, but with limited discounting, up to, I believe it's 30% across the publisher's entire list. Now, the publishers complain, without any justification or any reason, the DOJ proposal takes agency off the table for one of their major partners, which is Apple, of course. And it would enable Apple to offer unlimited discounting on its ebooks. So forget the 30% across the list. Apple could, for 5 years, can discount its ebooks however it wants. So that longer, harsher sentence, the publishers claim, negates the prime benefit of entering into the settlements in the first place, that in 2014, it was just going to be able to walk back into its agency model. So they've filed an official objection with the court, and no doubt those complaints are going to be heard at a hearing that's taking place later this afternoon before Judge Cote.
Well, you know, this is something you've been following very closely. Indeed, you've written about it in that ebook, The Battle of 999. So you're the right person to ask. What do you make of all of this?
You know, a lot of industry observers have very loudly cried foul over this, as have the publishers. But I don't think the publisher's objection here is very strong. And in my opinion, parts of it are patently absurd. Now, I'm sure Judge Cote is going to take great pains to point this out to the publishers. But while Apple is one of their retail partners, that is true, they are also something else in the context of this case. They are a co-conspirator. And did anybody reasonably expect that a loss at trial for Apple wasn't going to have some effect on the publishers? I mean, that's wholly unrealistic to think so. The additional impact on the publisher's settlements is not, you know, nearly as dire as it's been portrayed. And in fact, I think it could have been far worse, given that the DOJ can now actually point to a trial record that clearly demonstrates how the five publishers engaged in illegal behavior that was facilitated by Apple to move Amazon to an agency model. And again, Judge Cote also found that the publishers sought to hide their illegal conduct by giving non-credible testimony in Apple's defense. But, you know, on the facts, this order doesn't tear up the publisher settlements or amend them in any real way. What it does, and I think it does actually cleverly, is it aims to test the bonds of this cartel they put together. You know, at its core, this proposed order recognizes what I've said throughout, that despite the legal penalties, the publisher's collusion with Apple succeeded in accomplishing its goal, which was to move Amazon to agency. Nothing in this proposed final order changes that. But what the DOJ proposal does is raise the question of whether in fair individual negotiations with Amazon, where discounting is now on the table for Apple, what's going to happen? So, contrary to the publisher's filings and some comments in the industry press, it isn't accurate to say that this order is the DOJ attempting to impose more punishment on publishers or to impose a different business model on ebooks. What we're trying to do here is to restart competition at the retailer level. In 2014, when the publisher settlements expire, the publishers are still going to be free to impose agency deals on everyone but Apple. And the hope is that by denying Apple, it's going to reset the bar for the next round of contract talks with Amazon. So at least there's going to be negotiations that otherwise would not have happened in 2014, when publishers would have been able to just impose a straight up agency ebook market. You know, so how does this actually test the bonds of the conspiracy? Well, it does so in a few ways. The DOJ knows that Amazon will push the publishers for the same terms that Apple has to discount ebooks. Still, the publishers are going to approach future Amazon negotiations with more strength than they ever have had, because the Apple collusion did unite them in their common goal. They did take back pricing control from Amazon. Now, nothing in the proposed order forces the publishers to offer the same discounting that Apple's going to have to Amazon. So the question is, will they give that back? If all of the major publishers, including the more powerful merged company, Penguin Random House, simply hold firm to the agency line with Amazon, or even some form of agency 2.0, as we've come to call it, how can Amazon retaliate? Remember, Amazon retaliation was what prevented the publishers from moving to agency individually. And now that the publishers have all moved to agency, that threat of retaliation is all but gone, because Amazon knows it can't dump all the major publishers. It needs them. So all the publishers really have to do is hold firm on the agency model with Amazon. The question is, which one is going to break the alliance? Which publisher is going to go for the dollars and force the others to abandon agency too? That's really what the DOJ is trying to see here. So, you know, thus prohibiting Apple from agency doesn't really push the industry toward an outcome, you know, a different business model or more discounting. It's just pushing them towards a competitive process again on the retail side. You know, and here's another test that the conspiracy is going to offer. Will Apple, you know, now that it's allowed to deeply if this order is passed, I should say, will Apple now with its new power to discount ebooks, will they do it? We know from the trial record that they won't. They've said as much repeatedly under oath. Apple will not lose money on any ebook sales, not one. Every ebook sale must have a net profit. That was a cornerstone of Apple's initial deal with the publishers. But now, presented with a limited, potentially exclusive chance to loss lead like Amazon did and perhaps gain significant market share for the iBook store over the Kindle, will Apple change its mind? Will it for the next 5 years decide that it's going to undercut Amazon on price if it has this little, you know, opportunity to do so? Remains to be seen. And we also know that Barnes & Noble has no desire to go back to the status quo either. They wanted agency all along. They don't want to get into a price war with anybody. They don't want discounting and all of this. So, you know, despite a lot of the protestations of many in the industry, I don't see the proposed order as excessively punitive. But we'll know tomorrow how everybody feels after the parties later this afternoon as the parties go before Judge Cote.
Well, finally, one last note, and there's been a lot to take in, but there is an Apple appeal in the works.
That is right. And while we haven't seen the actual filing yet, I don't think it's actually due for another couple of days. We do know from a filing with the court that Apple has asked for a stay pending the appeal process. So just as this is all heating up and getting lots of press coverage, it could all quickly come to a grinding halt with the stroke of a pen.
Well, it's a remarkable story, and we appreciate Andrew Albany, senior writer for Publishers Weekly, sorting it out for us. Andrew, thanks again.
My pleasure.
And we remind everybody that you are also the author of a book that recounts this story from the very beginning called The Battle of 999, available on Amazon and throughout the internet. So we hope you will look for that and get a copy of it so you can follow along with the various twists and turns that we are following here on Beyond the Book. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. Follow us on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.